Thank you for contacting Gold Max Health. My name is Nas. May I please have the zip code and the first and last name so that I can look at your account?
Yeah, so I did this last time, and the lady had a lot of trouble finding my account, and it was easier for her to find it with my email.
All right, please get that email then.
Joshua, Joshua, D as in David, Amar, A, M as in mother, A-R, at gmail.com. Joshua,
Joshua
D, Amar.
D-M-R.
Yeah.
My cousin's name, Amar.
Oh, no way.
All right. Let's see. I just want to make sure I have it spelled correctly. Joshua,
Yeah.
JOSHAUDMR.
UA. UA.
At gmail.com?
At gmail.com. JOSHUADAMAR.
Over one moment, sir.
Yeah.
It's strange, sir. I'm not able to pull an account with that email.
Okay. Interesting. Well, you can try my, like, so when you say, like, my, I'm sending it to my girlfriend's mother, and so on the actual shipping order, I put her name and address.
Okay.
But, you know, the billing is my name and address.
All right, I can try her name and address.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
So,
well, yeah, her zip code.
Her zip code is 90012.
And her first name?
Marisol, Marisol.
All right, I'll just try yours. I don't see it here.
Okay, my name is, you know, Joshua Amar,
mm-hmm.
And then my zip code is 91206.
All right, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Nine one two zero six. This is strange.
Yeah. The lady I spoke to on Friday, basically this is what's going on. You guys did charge me. I have the email. I have everything. I contacted you guys through email, through phone, several times, and there was a package that was supposed to arrive last week. When I called, when it wasn't, didn't seem like it was moving from the UPS location in Connecticut. I'm in LA. The lady told me to just wait a little longer. I waited a little longer. My email, it didn't come. I tried calling. You guys were not at the phones. I emailed. And the person said, wait till Monday, see what happens. And I looked just now at the UPS tracking code, and it's still in Connecticut.
Okay.
And it still says it should be arriving last Friday, the 10th.
Have you tried contacting UPS? Because that's something that we just don't have control over.
I don't know how to I mean, like, why?
So you would just give them their tracking number, and you can check the tracking. You can contact them on issues with the tracking. So,
okay.
Like, if it's still stuck in a place, like as a company, I can't really do much to make the shipping go faster. Once they have it,
send me a new one.
I mean, but the other one's been shipped out. Hold on, let me see. I gotta find your account first. So Joshua is Joshua, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Amar, AMAR.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this.
The lady I spoke to on Friday also had trouble finding the account until,
mm-hmm.
you know, I gave her my email. And then with my email, she found it.
It's really odd that maybe I typed the email in correctly then.
Yeah.
I'm going to spell it.
One word. There's no dots
yeah.
or underscore.
It's just
Joshua Amar, A-M, as a mother, A-R.
All right, so Joshua D
J O S H U A D as in David, A M as in mother, A R @gmail.com.
I'm not pulling anything. And it's J O S H A U D A.
No, U A. No, J O S H U A.
Okay, that's the problem. No, J O S H U A.
Okay.
D A M A R.
D A M A R.
@gmail.com. There's no numbers or anything.
Nothing.
Not pulling a single account with that email. Let's try. Maybe phone number? You know.
Sure. 323-557-8504.
One moment, sir. Could you repeat that one more time?
323-557-8504.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me try something else. I think I know what it might be. All right. Okay, I have it here. It was the CBD pain relief roll-on and the Omax, yeah, the Omax sleep trial size. All right, so yeah, it looks like it was last logged in Windsor,
Windsor,
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it hasn't moved from there since the 6th.
Okay. So,
So.
yeah. What the problem is it's probably, if it says in transit, then it's not currently in that facility. That's the last place it was logged at. And
Okay.
it's like probably on a
Well,
move.
how come they haven't updated the delivery date?
They just haven't, yeah, they haven't updated the delivery date. I think that a lot of shipping is having a lot of issues because of the whole outbreak. There's other precautions and other steps they have to take now. So shipping could get extended by like a lot more. Like it could be 5 days extra, which might be what the problem is.
Okay. I mean, I guess that doesn't really track with what I've been experiencing, where just about everything that I've had shipped, including from UPS, has kind of arrived when the tracking said it would arrive.
That's yeah, and the tracking is
And
an estimated delivery date. It's not like the like it's not 100% chance that it'll happen.
right, but even when it doesn't happen, I've had updates letting me know that the date has changed, and right now
Let's
it's
see.
still saying the 10th.
I understand. So again, I don't I'm not like because I'm not really work I don't really work for UPS. I don't know the mechanics of everything, but I do know that like the tracking sometimes won't update even when it's in transit until they have another place to
Okay,
update it at.
I guess my frustration is that I've like contacted about this 3 times, and I just want my product, and my
Understand.
concern is, hold on, my concern is that, like, I'm waiting the time, like the goalpost keeps on moving, and I keep on waiting that time that you guys are telling me to wait, and it still isn't being updated, and I just don't have confidence in that process. And for me, what would just be easier would be to just send another one out.
Okay, I can.
Like,
We.
what if it just like never leaves the facility? What if they just kind of forget about it? Which definitely can happen.
Hold
Like
for
what
one moment. Let me see what I can do.
accountability kind of happens from,
Well, again, if UPS messes up your shipment, they're a business. If they do that, then they would have to be held accountable. This is why I'm like saying that maybe you should contact them and see what the
So this
problem
is
is with
like
the
a really
shipment
roundabout
itself.
way. I'm just like, I'm contacting the person or the company that, is supposed to send me the product. You guys
Well, we send it
hired
through
UPS to
UPS.
send it.
Ex
Yeah, but
exactly.
that's kind of like wiping your hands from the ordeal.
I'm
You
not
guys.
trying to wipe my hands clean of the ordeal. I'm just saying the best way for you to get help on the shipment at this point would be to contact them. I'm going to contact my supervisor and see if I can do a
That'd be great.
reshipment. But like if UPS messes it up again, then you're telling us that it's our responsibility if UPS messes up the shipment. So we
Okay, I'd like to
constantly
speak to
just
your
issue
supervisor.
reshipments, sir?
What? Sorry?
I was asking, do we constantly issue reshipments every time they like I'll see what I can do,
I
sir.
hold on, dude. You're getting very, very, very confrontational with me.
I'm not
Not
trying to
very
be
professional.
confrontational.
Yeah,
I'm
I'm not
asking
pointing fingers at
questions.
you. I'm talking about the company as a whole,
No, I
and then you're
understand.
getting and then you're using, you're saying you're saying me,
I didn't say you.
it's
I
like
said,
you're
I
attacking
asked,
me,
sir,
for
I've
having a
never blamed
frustration with
you.
the process.
I've never blamed you for anything. I
Okay,
literally said that it was UPS's. I said UPS. I never
yeah,
said you. Like, I never refer to you for
move
anything.
on from this. We don't have to fight about this. You know, it should be a pretty straightforward situation.
I'm going to go contact my supervisor to see if I can get you a reason, sir.
Great.
I'm still here, sir. I'm just trying to get in contact with my supervisor to see what I can do for you.
Okay.
I'm still here, so I'm just waiting for my supervisor to get back from with me. I
Okay.
apologize for the hold. Well, sir, I talked to my supervisor and they told me because the shipping date is this month, it's the 10th. They would just recommend waiting for it or contacting UPS if you're worried about the shipment itself.
Okay, and at what point do I call you guys?
I can ask her.
Yeah, I would like to know.
The supervisor says to call her at the end of the week.
Okay. This is. I also just want to, just for the record, say that this is conflicting information with an email that I sent over the weekend in which it said, if there's no new updates by Monday, to call or email for a reshipment. But yeah. What is your name again?
Nas? My name is Nas.
And how do you spell that?
N-A-Z. And the shipment was supposed to reach you by the 10th, right?
No, it was supposed to arrive on the 10th.
Yes, it was supposed to reach you by the 10th. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you were told if it didn't reach you by the 10th, then to call for a reshipment.
Yeah.
I'll let her know that in one moment.
All right.
So, sir, did you call in before the shipment, before getting the shipment date? Like, with the last call, was it before the 10th or after the 10th?
So I called towards the end of the day on the 10th.
Okay.
I emailed on Saturday because on the 10th, when I called, even though it was the end of the day, they said wait until 9 p.m. It should arrive by then. And if it didn't, to contact again. I contacted again, and they said if there's no new updates on Monday, to call or email about a reshipment.
All right, because shipping definitely gets extended now, just due to the whole COVID like thing. Shipments, it can go past the initial date. I don't like the. The information is definitely conflicting.
So
I understand.
I understand that. I understand that. And it's not that I don't mind waiting. I just don't have confidence in it because typically when there is an extension, especially when there's one of a period this long, there usually is an update with the package in which it tells me that, oh, it's going to arrive on this day instead. But the fact that, you know, it still says it's going to arrive on Friday, even now, on the 13th, it says it's going to arrive on the 10th, and that it's still, you know, in progress, like that, and that it's still over there. Like, that to me is raising a lot of red flags that perhaps the package fell off.
I'm going to go ahead and issue a reship, sir. They just messaged me.
Okay.
All right. I'm just notating this, sir.
Of course.
All right, sir. All right, sir. I went ahead and got that reshipment out. It hasn't been shipped out yet, so there isn't a tracking number. You should
Okay.
receive an order confirmation, and everything's been set up. Is there any other products you were looking into purchasing? Any other health products, maybe?
No, that's about it. Just that one.
All right, well, I'd like to thank you for contacting customer support, and I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.